There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Donna, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm wondering if you could help me help my sister, who I just found out is being physically abused by her boyfriend.
How old is your sister?
56.
And how old are you?
53.
How did you find out?
She confided in a friend of hers, and the friend told my younger sister.
Who then told you?
Right.
Okay. Tell me about, I need to know two things. What's your relationship like with your sister?
We're very close. I think she didn't tell me or my other sister because she knows that we don't really like her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Before we knew what he was doing.
Well, you answered my question of, okay, you're close, how come she didn't tell you? But I think that you're probably right, and she's probably a little embarrassed.
Right.
How long have they been together?
Off and on for about 5 years. They broke up for about a year because they broke up, and then she found out he was seeing someone else at the same time as they were living together.
Wow, this guy sounds like a real piece of work, doesn't he?
Yeah, which is why our family isn't very fond of him, of course. But
yeah. All right.
I don't know what to tell her.
All right. Let's just play out the scenario, because you're not going to be thrilled with what you can do and what you can't do here. Tell me, pretend I'm your sister. Tell me what you want to say to me.
I would want to tell her that she needs to get counseling so she can get some self-esteem and get out of the relationship.
You don't know, you don't understand him. I really love him, and we're working it out.
Dr. Joy, can I just tell you, too, that her ex-husband, was mentally abusive to her.
Yeah, yeah. No, it doesn't surprise me, and it probably doesn't surprise you either. What was her relationship like with your dad?
He was not a warm, fuzzy person to any of us kids.
All right, honey, look, the point is that if you approach her the way that you're talking about approaching her, she's first of all, she's not going to pay any attention. She may, depending on her personality, probably as much as anything else, is going to say, I can't believe, you know, this is none of your business, or you don't really understand, or I love him, or I don't want to be alone, I can't believe, or she's going to go after the person that she told and say, I can't believe you told everybody else. All right, so that's not going to work. So let's try an approach that might work, all right? Because what you don't want to do is alienate her so she feels that if she gets to the end of her rope with this dude, that she can't come to you because it's too embarrassing. And we already know that that's kind of part of the scenario because she didn't come to you, right?
Right.
And I'm not saying that that's your problem. I'm just saying if what you want is, does she have a job?
Yes, yes.
Does she have a good job? I mean, could she support herself?
She can support herself. She gave away all her furniture the last time she moved back in with him, so she doesn't have anything at the moment, but she could support herself. And she told her friend when she was talking about it that she got him angry.
Yeah, no. She'll make it her fault. Yeah, it was her fault that she was, yeah. It was her fault that she.
And now
you know,
she won't take her friend's call.
Yep.
Because her friend told her to leave the relationship.
Okay, so we know. All right, we know a couple things. We know she chose her friend over you, which is not to make you feel bad. It's to say that the person that she felt closest to at the moment, she now will no longer do anything with because her friend said you have to leave. Okay, so we know that if the person she felt closest to told her that and she won't do any more business with her, that the person she feels second closest to, which we assume more or less is you, it's not going to work any better. All right? So that we have to take that off the table, because what you want to do is she's the one in trouble. You don't want to do something that will make you feel better and make her feel worse, right? Because that's not fair. It's not moral. She's the one who's in trouble. All right? So we have to figure out something that might work, that will not alienate her from you, because the more she's cut off from the people who love her and support her, the more reliant she is on him.
Right.
So it's not only that you're not making it better, you're going to make it worse. All right, so we know that going to her and saying you have to leave him, you've never liked him, you don't understand, it's my fault. All right, so none of that's going to work. So what if he took your sister out and said, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I just want you to know two things. I want you to know that no man ever feels good about hitting a woman. And so if you really love this guy, you may want to figure out something so he doesn't feel lousy about himself all the time. Because she's not going to buy the self-esteem. She's just not, on her part. But she might do it on his.
Okay.
Okay? So number one, you know, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm not going to tell you how to run your life. You're a grown-up woman. Know that I love you, so I want you to know two things. That no man ever feels good hitting a woman. So if you can't do this for yourself, you may want to do it for him. Because it's not going to get any better, and you love him, and you don't want him to feel terrible. And every time he yells at you, every time he hits you, every time he threatens you, he feels crappy about himself. That might, and then you have to sort of pause, and then you can say, and at some point, if you decide that you want some help, regardless of what it is, you can come to me without a lecture, without I told you so, without any recrimination, without any discussion of him whatsoever. And then you're going to have to walk away. Because she's going to have to make this decision on her own. And all the things that she's doing now are very characteristic of whether you call it the Stockholm syndrome or the abused wife syndrome or low self. You can call it anything you want. It doesn't make any difference what labels we put on it. But they're very characteristic. They say, he's the only one who can love me. And, of course, the worse she feels about herself, the more she's going to feel connected to him. Because every abuser I'm not sure Adam was an abuser, so let's not make it that. Not since Adam and Eve, but since the caves, okay, has said, I love you more than anybody. I'm only doing this because I love you. No one will ever love you as much as I do. Mm-hmm. And so... And then they feel terrible the next day. I can't believe I did this. Please forgive me. I'll never do it again. I love you so much. You know, I live for you. No one else has ever understood me. So it's all the claptrap, okay? And she's getting caught up in it. And the worse she feels about herself, the more likely she is to stay with him. So you can't make her feel awful. What you have to do by saying to her, I love you, you know, no lecture, have you thought about how this feels to him? It's a whole different approach, because nobody really cares about him. He's the bad guy in this one, but she does. So if you can get her to think she might be helping him by not letting herself be a punching bag, that might work. I'm not, certainly no guarantees here, but it's got a much better shot than anything else. And the second is, when you're ready, no questions, no recriminations, no discussion about him. And so the next time, if she calls you, and it sounds like she may not, but you need to spread the word with your other sister, of if she calls, you can't badmouth him. Because the more you badmouth him, the more she'll defend him, the more she defends him, the more she'll believe the defense, the more she believes the defense, the tighter she comes, she gets tied to him.
Right. We don't say anything about him because we don't have anything nice to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so we don't,
but you hear
we
what
don't
I'm saying, right? It's,
yes,
a, it's a completely different approach than what she's going to expect. It has some possibility, and it may not work immediately, and it probably, to be quite honest, will not work immediately, but it may work eventually, and you're playing for the long term, not the short term here.
Right.
Because by saying no man ever feels good about hitting a woman, you've gotten her out of her role of victim, and she made this, you know, it deals with her need to nurture, to feel like he really loves her, that, you know, that taking care of him may be that he gets a therapist, giving him a chance to get out. But don't go into all of that. Just, you know, no man ever feels good about hitting a woman. When you're ready, I'll help you in any way I can.
Okay.
All right?
That sounds good. Thank you, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome. Give it a try. Denise, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Debbie, hang on for me. I'll get to you in just a minute. Denise, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How am I going to help you, Cookie?
Quick question. I know everybody says it's hilarious, but...
That's all right. No worries.
I listen to, like, a lot of talk radio, and particularly, of course, my favorite is you and talk radio that's helping people. Some of them are biblical. Some of them are, you know, straight psychologists. But what kind of worries me, and I just wanted your thoughts and opinions, is, you know, it seems like with you, you always have, like, a resolution or some type of solution or something to try. Not that it's going to always work. But some other talk shows and other people, you know, there's, like, nothing, and they don't say anything, particularly with some people believe that when you blend your family with children under 18, that pretty much, or a second marriage, that there's no hope as far as that being successful if you have a problem. So my question for you is specifically, and I know it hurts a lot of people because, you know, some people just call these, and then they might not have money to talk to a counselor or someone professionally or go somewhere. And so they're calling to get resources and help when somebody might tell them that there's no hope, you know, to resolve this family situation or to help your child or, you know, so kind of what are your thoughts and opinions about, you know, not necessarily other, I don't know how you want to address it.
Well, I think the idea of saying that something is hopeless is an arrogant statement. First of all, who are any of us to say, okay, you're doomed, sorry, get off my line? I mean, what does that mean? The fact, if I don't have a solution for you, that doesn't mean there's not a solution. That just means I don't have it. And the only way that I could be certain that somebody was doomed is if I knew everything in the world. If I had all the answers and I knew all the problems, and therefore, given the fact that I know everything, if I can't figure it out, then no one can. So I think it's a position of arrogance, which I would completely ignore. And I've told my listeners from that literally the first day I was ever on the air, which it wasn't my own program, I was being interviewed, I said, look, if what I say is useful to you, makes some sense, you want to think about it, then steal it, use it. If it doesn't, if it makes no sense, then either ask for clarification or dump it. It doesn't make any difference who I am. It doesn't make any difference how smart I am or how many letters I've got after my name or before my name. If it makes sense to you, then it's useful. You're the one who determines that, not me. So if it makes sense to you, great. If it doesn't, then you know, then ignore it. I mean, it's perfectly okay. So I think one of my colleagues, Heavy Italics, actually heard him talk with. He said to a 16-year-old who was pregnant that you had to give the baby up. You have no ability to raise that child. And I just wanted to slap him. Now, listen, I agree that children raising children is not the world's best situation. But who is he or me or anybody else to say you can't do it? And part of it is my own stubbornness, as you can hear. Somebody telling me I can't do something is just catnip for me. Okay, you say I can't do it. Watch. So I think the idea of somebody saying you're doomed is just an incredibly arrogant, inaccurate statement, because there's always an answer. You may not like the answer. It may not be a perfect answer, but there's always options.
Okay.
All righty? That's it?
That's kind of all.
And you can tell them I said so.
Right.
Well, I'm willing to go to the mat with them, because you know, I'll come up with something. Even if they think they can't, I'll come up with something.
Well, some people, see, I'm pretty much getting, some people can't make sense of that and can't make that determination saying, okay, I'm not going to use that. I'm going to, you know, go and find someone else to talk to or try to figure this out myself. And then some people don't. So, I mean, it's just like,
I know.
Yeah. And
there, look, it's part of what I count on. Is that people are smart enough to sort of take things, including me, with a grain of salt. As I said, if it works, great. And the idea, I think we've raised a whole generation of people who are crybabies and busybodies, who like to be victims. Don't be a victim. Don't let anybody make you a victim. There's always an option. And as long as there's an option, you're not a victim. And I would say that to everybody under any circumstance. I don't care what it is. And if you don't believe it, call me and I'll help you come up with an option. It may be a little weird. It may be outside the box. It may not be terribly useful. It may not be what you had in mind. But I guarantee there's an option. There's always a choice.
Okay. Great.
All righty?
Well, thank you, man.
Thank you. 855-993-7569. You can hear, I believe that from the bottom of my little flat feet. Debbie, they're not actually flat. Debbie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy. Thanks for being patient with me.
No problem. My situation is a little complicated, so I'll just tell you what the problem is, and you can ask me any question.
Okay.
And I'll answer them for you. My son's wife was arrested a couple weeks ago for purchasing heroin with my grandchildren with her in her presence, and it wasn't the first time that she did it, but it was the first time she got caught.
And I an undercover cop?
No, it was two regular cops. I guess they had some kind of sting operation going on, and okay. She had been going in and out of there with my grandchildren, with her. They're 3 and 4 years old. And I live 2.5 hours away from them, so I don't have much control over, you know, going over there, checking up on them, seeing what's going on. She's had her court date. My son has paid a lot of money to get her out of this, and it's getting delayed now, which is just the process of getting her out of it.
All right, let me ask you a couple questions. Is your son married to, you said wife, so it's
mm-hmm.
They're married.
They're married. Mm-hmm.
Okay, how long have they been married?
2 years, but she had a child. Well, no, actually, they've been married 3.5 years. I'm sorry.
Okay, is
she had
both
a child.
So no, one of the children is his and one is not?
Right, the oldest one is not his.
But bless your heart, you view them both as your grandchildren.
Yes.
Good.
Completely.
Okay. Is your son living with her at this moment?
Oh, yeah. He's giving her every benefit of the doubt that she's changing, but I don't believe it.
Yeah. How old is she?
She's 25. She just turned 25.
And how old is her son?
She is 36. Quite a bit older.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what specifically is the question to me, Cookie?
Well, I mean, what power do I have? I mean, what do I tell my son? I think that she should go to jail. I've already told him I don't believe that those children should be in her care until she is completely rehabilitated. But he doesn't see it that way. He thinks they're fine with her.
Well, I think he's living in a dream world. First of all, I mean, they're two separate. Well, there are several separate issues. Can you hang on for me a little bit so we can wander through this
sure.
together? Okay.
Sure.
All right. I guess one of the things I want you to think about, which we'll talk about when we come back, is when you've been around her when she's parenting the kids. What do you see or not see? All right. Let me put you on. I'll come back in a moment. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007.
And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Debbie, who's really got a problem here, that she has two grandbabies who are 3 and 4. She has a daughter-in-law who's a heroin addict, and the latest is... Now, she was busted for this, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so is she going to go to jail? Do we know?
She went to jail for 2 days. It's a felony, what she did. But she just had a court date, and it was delayed for 60 days. So the next
All right. Believe it or not, that's not bad news, and I'll tell you why. All right, here's the deal. There are three issues here that I can figure out. There are probably more than that, but let's start with the three. Number one it's incredibly dangerous to take babies to a drug buy, because all sorts of icky things happen at drug buys, and you're dealing with all sorts of icky people. Okay?
Yes.
All right, so that, and we're not even dealing with the message that you're sending to a kid. I mean, we're not, because these are very young kids. But, I mean, it's dangerous. All right, so we got that. So that could probably be viewed as child endangerment, which means the kid's going to be taken away from her. Mm-hmm. And if your son goes along with it, then he becomes an accomplice, and so he loses the custody of the kids as well. So that's number one. It's dangerous. He needs to understand that if Child Protective gets word of that, they're both very likely to lose the children if he doesn't seem to have stepped in. Mm-hmm. Second issue.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of, I mean, presumably she's buying heroin because she's using heroin.
Mm-hmm.
People who are using heroin, whether it's skin popping or snorting or shooting, are not known for paying a whole lot of attention to what's going on. And we're talking about two very young children. So the question of her competence as even a custodial parent at that moment is in question.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number three. This is a human being who's got a serious problem that has already gotten her into some legal difficulties, and the end is not in sight. So any way you look at it, whether we're looking at the kid's welfare, the ability for your son and his wife to keep custody of the children, keep control of the children, and for this woman who presumably is suffering, I mean, she's a nincompoop, but she's still suffering.
Right.
All three of these. The wake-up call has to be from your son. All right, the fourth issue is now the legal system is involved. And right. Any lawyer will tell you the only way, and is this the first offense? Is it the first time she's been busted?
I think so, yeah, that okay. I know of.
Mm-hmm. All right, and so she's out on bail at this moment, yes?
Exactly.
Okay, so any lawyer will tell you that the best shot she's got at either a reduced sentence or whatever is to be in a program, in rehab someplace, to be in detox and rehab. So at this moment, I would sit down, I might even make a trip to wherever son and daughter-in-law and say, look, I called up Brown about this. There are four concerns here. Number one, if the Child Protective finds out that you schlepped the kids and they're witnesses, so all they have to do is report it to Child Protective.
Well,
it's very likely you'll lose custody of the kids. Mm-hmm. Son of mine, if you're not doing anything about it, then they're going to view you as incompetent parent as well. So they'll take the kids away from you guys. Number one A and one B. Number two, a parent using heroin and being responsible for custody of the kids is not going to go well. Number three, I mean, I'm worried about you, kiddo. You're a young woman and you're a heroin addict.
Mm-hmm.
And number four, you're now in the legal system. So any way you look at it, this, you need to be in rehab now, which is the only way to avoid a long prison sentence. And it's not clear that she'll avoid a prison sentence on any case, but at least it presumably would be modified by that, because the system really doesn't want her. They just don't want her to be using and buying heroin and taking care of kids when she's on heroin. So, and you could make that argument. So I'd say, any way you look at it, and I would have in my little hand, Debbie, what the rehab possibilities are, which means you've got to do some research, which is a pain in the neck. These are grown-up people, but you're trying to save four lives, essentially.
The main lives I'm trying to save are my grandchildren, you know.
Well, but I mean, the good news about saving your grandchildren is that you'll be saving your daughter-in-law and your sons at the same time. It's not either or, because foster care sucks. And, I mean, it's possible that you could be awarded the children, but it's possible that you wouldn't.
Well, and physically, I couldn't handle it.
View it as, and because if you do, Debbie, if you go in with the notion of, I don't care about you guys, but, you know, I care about the kids, you're going to put yourself in a much more compromised position than if you go in saying, look, I want to save four lives here. Because foster care is not by any stretch of the imagination, a perfect system. You're saying that even if you would get awarded the kids, you can't take care of them. So you're talking about putting very young children in a system that...
Which I don't want that to happen.
So that's what... But that what you're going to go down... What I'm saying to you is do not go in with the battle cry that says, save the children. The battle cry is save four lives.
Okay.
The daughter
is an outpatient rehab, from what I understand, like a couple days a week or something.
It's clearly not working. Whatever she's in, she just bought heroin.
Well, no, she's in this rehab since she got busted.
Is she still using?
I don't know.
Who's taking care of the kids? Well, she's an outpatient?
Well, no. She could. She could still use very easily.
Yeah, outpatient stuff, I mean, inpatient stuff is problematical.
Yeah, and outpatient is just, I don't believe
The courts aren't going to buy that any more than you or I do.
Okay, but
I think
sit down and talk to the both of them?
Yes.
Okay, and just lay it on the line how
well,
I feel.
Don't be the sinners in the hands of an angry God, mother-in-law. I care enormously about all four of you. I care about your family. Here's the way you're going. The legal system needs to know that you're serious about this. You need to know you're serious and taking. I know you want to be a good mom.
Yeah.
A husband of mine, a son of mine. I know you want to be a good husband, a good father. And this is a tough thing for you because child care is going to fall on his shoulders. And it may be that you can offer to go down and bring the kids up and be with you for a month or something. I mean, but go in with the idea of, I'm here to help. I'm not here to judge. I'm here to help. But you've got kids who are about to be put in the foster care system. You've got a legal system that is not going to look at outpatient rehab as very serious. And I know you guys want to you don't want to do this the rest of your life. You want to be a good mom. You want to be a good wife. You want to be a good person.
Mm-hmm.
So go down with the idea that I'm a loving person. I'm going to help you with this.
Okay. That's great. I'm so glad I called you.
Me too. Call me if you need me.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. Vicki, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Vicki.
My question is, I need, will you help me? My sister is dying. And I'm just having a hard time getting through each day.
Tell me, you said your sister died?
No, she is dying.
Okay.
Geez, I didn't mean to call and be such a crybaby.
It's all right.
Is advice on how to get through my days without...
Okay.
I still have to function. You know what I mean?
Okay, Okay, it's okay. You know, I promise I'll help you. How old is your sister, Vicki?
She's 63.
Okay. How old are you?
59.
Okay. What's her diagnosis?
She has stage 4 non-small cell alveolar lung cancer.
Yeah. Was she a smoker?
And it was a complete never. In fact...
It's the fourth person I've heard of this. One of my best friends is in exactly the same situation. Is she in an experimental program at all?
Yes.
Okay. When was she diagnosed?
About 3 weeks after our mother died last year of the exact same thing. Neither of us ever smoked.
Yeah. Have you had a chest x-ray recently, my dear?
Yes, I have. I'm good.
Good. Okay, good. What was her prognosis a year ago?
1 to 5 years. And it's happening. It's, she's short of breath on the stairs. It's happening.
Okay. Is she doing chemo? What's she doing at this moment?
She's on an experimental drug.
Okay.
And she's not a candidate for chemo or radiation. It's too advanced.
Okay. But anyway, let me put you on hold for a minute, and let's talk about, give me some idea. I know that she's a little bit breathless, has trouble with stairs. Let's talk about the last time you were around her, and we'll start through this, I promise, all right?
Okay.
855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The human body is extraordinary despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Question, need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Vicki, whose big sister got a really nasty diagnosis out of the blue, even though her mom died of the same diagnosis, which is stage 4 lung cancer, where nobody in the family ever smoked. Did your mom smoke?
No.
Yeah. As I said, my best friend got exactly the same diagnosis about almost 2 years ago now, and she was given 6 months, and we're going now on 2 years, which is certainly, and it's not.
Well, that's really, yeah, that's hopeful.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And she's also on an experimental drug, and it's not without some side effects, but she's still alive and kicking, and so, you know, and hopeful. So the last time, so your sister is in an experimental program, yes?
Yes.
She's a little short of breath, coughing.
Just starting to have pain in her chest. She said it's not all the time. It's like a burning, stabbing thing, but it's not all the time.
Do we know, has she had a CAT scan? Do we know if the lesion is increasing in size or the same, or do we know anything about it?
Yeah, she has a scan every month, and at first it completely stopped any new tumor growth.
Thank you.
And then it stopped, quit, you know, the tumor she had stopped growing, but it didn't prevent new tumors from coming.
So metastasized, yeah.
Yeah, and now it is stopping new tumors from coming, but both lungs are completely involved and there's lesions on her brain as well.
Is she having any neurological symptoms at this point?
She's wearing these compression things between her ankle and her knee.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure. She's on Neurontin, so I suppose that she is, yeah.
Well, yeah, may or may not. A little hard to tell. All right, I tell you what, yeah. How often do you run your sissy?
You know, she moved to another town about 4 years ago, so not as often as I'd like, but I'm making an effort to go to her town more often and help her, and I did see her over the holiday weekend.
Good. On average, how far away does she live? How many miles?
Well, it takes about 2 hours to get there.
Okay, okay. So how often do you see her? Like once a month? More than that? Okay. All right,
about
here's the deal.
Once a month, yeah.
All of us have expiration dates on our forehead. We just can't reach them. We can't read them, right? The advantage that your sister has over, in theory, you or me, is we can walk outside today and get hit by a flower pot, and it's done, all right? Your sister, while certainly no one would really envy her situation, but she has a nasty diagnosis, but a relatively, a possibly positive prognosis, and she has time, and which means you have time. So I want you to do two things, all right? I want you to go get Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's book, which is called Until We Say Goodbye. And Elizabeth Kubler-Ross is the woman, the Swiss woman, who wrote the definitive work on death and dying in the five stages of grief.
I actually have that book. It was recommended to me when my mother was dying.
Okay.
Now,
I'm talking about not the book on death and dying, because that's very academic. And it's very repetitive. The Until We Say Goodbye, is that the one you got?
Yes.
Okay, much better book, much more accessible, and also basically its message is, you know what? The issue is not dying. The issue is helping people to live until they can't anymore. And I think that's where you need to put your emphasis. And you'll have time for tears. I mean, and of course when we cry at funerals, if you think about it, we're not really crying for the person who's gone. We're crying for ourselves because we feel bereft, that we're robbed of that person's company and humor and love, except for that wonderful prayer that says that people reach immortality by the thoughts of people who remember us and the hearts of people who loved us. But for right now, your job is to help your sister to live, whatever that means. And if you focus on that, some days you're going to be exhausted. Some days you're going to feel frustrated. But it's a different job description than mourning your sister. You'll have time to mourn her. But for right now, you've got a different job description. And it may be to do silly things. It may be to do things you've always wanted to do or that she's always wanted to do. It may be just to spend time. It may be to help her to figure out what the next step is. It may even be to deal with her when she's being a royal pain in the neck. when she, because people who are sick are not necessarily the world's nicest people to deal with. They quite often are angry, they quite often are frightened, and they quite often take it out on people closest to them. And part of our gift of helping that person is to tolerate it to a certain extent. Because if you tolerate it, you don't want to be a martyr, because the idea isn't to make them feel guilty. The idea is to tolerate it and then say, okay, that's enough. Let's try something else. You know, I don't need that tone of voice, or, you know, what can I do to help you? Or, okay, sounds like you're having a bad day. Would you like me to come back later? So we don't have to be a doormat, because that's not, in the long run, that won't help either of you, because she'll feel guilty and you'll start avoiding her. And the job description, again, is just to help her live, because she can't anymore.
Yeah. One more quick question, Dr. Joy.
Doesn't even have to be quick.
I want to find a gracious way to say to friends that love me, that say stuff like, oh, tell her to get this tea, or tell her, and I know they mean well, tell her to try the alkaline water, and it hurts so much.
Why? Let's just look at that for a moment, all right? And I'm probably going to hold you over, all right? Because I think this is, I can see being, why does it hurt? Do you know?
Because it's ridiculous to think that a tea is going to help my sister at this point.
Okay.
And I don't, it makes it feel like, it makes me feel like people are being glib. And
yes, of course. They're trivializing it. All right, let's look at that. If both of us agree that their intent is not malicious, but it's to trivialize it, why do you think they're trying to trivialize it?
Because they're trying to comfort me.
Oh, well, I think it's, maybe, because it's, I mean, they're trying to comfort you, then you have every right to say, bug off, this is not comforting, it's frustrating, I want to hear it. I don't think that's their goal. See if you can think of another goal that they might be having, if we both agree that they're trivializing it.
To have hope, or to not look at their own mortality, I don't
know. Bingo! Yeah, if they're saying, if this is something, if there's a magic potion, if there's an apricot pit, if there's an incantation, if there's a tea, then if it worked on her sister, it would work on me. Let me put you on hold, and we'll come back and talk about how to deal with well-meaning but kind of dumb friends, all right? Well, I'll get you through it, I promise. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com.
Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.